Our guest in the cafe this morning is Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator and owner of the Fire and Ice Spa in Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Not long ago, we were talking about the holidays, and we were looking at an article from Psychology Today about beating the holiday blues. Thought we would explore this a little bit further. It's a different article that you sent me called 10 Ways Awareness Can Make Your Holidays Brighter. So that term awareness, what do we mean by awareness in this particular context?
When it's talking about this context, it's talking about being conscious in the moment. And a lot of us actually walk around unconsciously. So what we're doing is we're staying present. We're staying aware of what is going on around us and the feelings that we're experiencing in that moment as well.
Mm-hmm. So when you say in the moment, where a lot of times we're thinking about something that's going to happen tomorrow or next year, or we're thinking about something that happened 20 years ago, but we're not as focused on the very moment that we're in as much as we should be.
And you'd be surprised that most of us aren't even just thinking about a future moment or a past moment, but we're thinking about the possibilities of other things that would happen. So things that haven't even happened yet, we're running them over in our mind of things that could happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in this particular article, there's a number of things, and we're not going to get to all of them, but some of the things that are a little different from what we talked about last time is one thing it says, and I think this makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Practice forgiveness.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we look at it as forgiving others as well, but it's also forgiving ourselves. You know, if I'm feeling bad in that moment, I need to forgive myself that I'm feeling that way and allow those feelings to come up and be okay with it. And then that allows me to be able to forgive someone else a lot easier because there's a level of understanding that occurs through that healing mm-hmm. process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going to forgive others, go ahead and include yourself in that, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're just as good as anybody else, just as deserving of forgiveness. I think a lot of us do forget that. Another thing that is mentioned here is keep a journal, putting your thoughts down on paper.
Well, if the thoughts are not able to be put on paper, they're going to be put somewhere. So a journal allows you to really deal with those feelings and really allow you to have an open space just to go for it. And nobody's going to judge you in your journal. Nobody's going to judge you at all. Those are things that are real to you in that moment and that need to be expressed.
So there's something about, I don't know what it is, but something about getting it out. It's sort of like it, and forgive me, but when we're ill and we get rid of what is inside that's making us feel bad, we then feel better.
That's exactly what this does. And it allows you to purge. It allows you to release and detoxify.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't clear on this one particular, do your relationships differently, but this idea comes back to this idea of awareness.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, let's take a look at when we're familiar with the family and the dynamics of the family, and we are looking at improving our awareness and improving the quality of the relationships that we're having. Sometimes we get stuck in a rut that we feel like that we have to do the same old thing over and over again. So when we're looking at these ways of awareness, we need to look at the potential and the possibility that relationships are all different. They're not the same. And we need to treat ourselves with that equal familiarity or that patience as well. So when you go into a relationship, it's all going to be different based on what that person needs and what you need from that relationship. And be open to that.
Mm-hmm. Remember to laugh is the last one. That's we could do well to remember that 12 months out of the year, not just at the holiday time.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore actually had a post where she says, happy people are beautiful people. And I know sometimes for the holiday, it's hard for people to be happy, especially if they have lost someone. But remember those happy times with that individual and allow your heart to lighten up. And laughter does that. It clears our mind and it clears our heart and it allows space for that new freshness and awareness of that love.
Sometimes you have to look for those opportunities, don't you?
Yeah,
just
you do.
Take the opportunity when it presents itself.
And that's every day and every moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Velvet, Happy New Year and all like that.
Same to you.
Yes, very, very good. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.